It's good to see everybody here, and I know I'm not even going to say I'm tired, because I have no business saying I'm tired when you guys worked your guys' behinds off today. But God has a special blessing for you guys tonight, you know, for all that hard work and everything that you guys did. And I just encourage you to press in into his presence tonight, because there's something here for you tonight. And first song, we're gonna sing a praise song, and it says that God is the reason why we're here. God is the reason why you guys came to Donna, Texas. Had nothing to do with any of us. You guys didn't know us before before God put everything in place for you guys to be down here. And for that, we're going to just worship him and praise him and just ask him to just open up the heavens for what he has for each and every one of us tonight. So let's just worship him. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you would just meet us here this evening, Father God. We ask, Lord, that your presence would just flow through this place like a river, Father God, that is just flowing, Lord, that we would be able to come to it, Father God, and that you would just be able to fill us, that you would just renew our spirits where they're tired, where they're weak, Father God, that we would find that in your presence tonight, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
We waited for this day. We're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, which burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we wanna see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river. In this place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky, descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now, Lord, unveil our eyes, you're the reason we're here,
you and you alone, Lord,
you're the wanna see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our breath. Open up the heavens, we wanna see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river.
From your heart, feeling every part of our breath.
We give you all the praise and worship, Father God. We give back the breath in our lungs to you with praise and worship, Father God. Children out at the Colonia that were praying the sinner's prayer, and all the kids who were just listening to the messages. That was his love bringing light into darkness. There was hope. Families were being restored. Even though it was for the children, there were still adults there with ears open also. So we're going to praise him because he is great. That he would use us. That he would use churches. That he would use men full of faults to bring a message, to bring his love, to bring the light into the darkness. He is great.
Give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Your breath.
earth is going to see your goodness. When there are hearts like the hearts in this building, Father God, that will go, that will go. When you call them, all the earth will see, Father God.
Cry, his bones will sing. Great.
worship you, Father God. We bring our hearts, Lord. The stillness, Lord. Just blow through this place, Father God. As we surrender down to you, Lord.
I just called my grandma today, and she wanted to thank all of us for helping at her house. And I know that the other half was helping at another house, but the other group was helping too. So, but she would like to thank the group that was helping at my grandma's house today, and especially the leaders of, including Sam, Jake, Pastor Elias, Pastor Gary, and also that even though times may feel tough, that you can still get through it because we kneeled at the feet of the cross and he died for our sins, and now he's here to help us no matter what. Going back to the last song, it's all talking about how great the Lord is, and including the fact that we have people from Duncanville near Dallas coming down to Donna, Texas, to help out with Hope Community Church. It's such a blessing that the Lord can do great things for such a small church, and that we've kept everything about Duncanville, and we have also asked for forgiveness from the Lord for what we've sinned, but we've also been praying for Duncanville that they are able to help no matter how hard it may be, even if you're getting scratched by branches. But they still decided to come down here and help. So I think that that's a pretty big thing.
Faithfulness and humbleness and willingness to learn and grow in Him. And I feel that's this church here. And I feel very humbled that the Lord has given us the privilege to be part of that blessing for your faithfulness and for your willing hearts and your desire to do His will. And I just feel so very humbled that He's allowed us to help bless you.
Hey, I want to thank Duncanville. I was thinking this, like, when I left, I was just like, I really love their leadership, and I really love the youth group. I don't know, they're funny, and they're weird, and, like, they're just, you know, like, that's awesome. I love that I was privileged with the opportunity to work with you guys too and help you with whatever you needed. But I don't know, you guys really touched my heart this week, and I want to thank you for that.
You know, I want to share with you guys that we pastors know lots of pastors. I meet with a group of pastors every Wednesday morning, 12, 15 pastors in the Metroplex, just around us there. All really good guys, spirit-filled, spirit-led. But I was telling Pastor Elias last night that it is rare to find another church that philosophically, and that's a word that I know, I'm trying to think of a better way to say that, that philosophically matches with you. It really is. It's unusual. You don't find many. Let me give you an example. Pastor Elias and I, we share a view about compassion ministry that I will tell you very, very few churches have. I'm just going to tell you, very few churches share this view. And it is that caring for people and having compassion for people and ministering to people isn't something you do to get something back. I call it loving without an agenda. It's compassion that's given to the poor, to the widows, to the alone, to women alone especially, that we do those things not to get them to make a decision for Christ, not to get them into our services, not to get them anything from them, that you do it because there's a need there. And Pastor Elias and I share that. We have that view. And I'm telling you the truth. If you speak that with a lot of pastors, you're not going to get much agreement. Because the view out there, basically in churches at large, is, well, yeah, we're going to give away free food, but we're going to use that to get them to do something. Either get them in service or get them to make a decision for Christ. It's almost never just doing it. Now, we know that's Jesus, and we all want to see them accept Christ. We all want to see everybody accept Christ. We all want to see everybody come to Jesus. But when we start having an agenda, it spoils our ministry of compassion. It mixes it with something that sort of ruins it. And so we feel honored to have found you guys. We feel really honored to have found Hope Community Church. And it happened at camp. I was at camp one year, a few years ago, and I just found myself gravitating to these guys from Hope Community Church. I didn't know them. I didn't know them at all. I didn't know where Hope Community Church was. I didn't know where Donna, Texas was. Nothing. I just found myself sitting with them. Talking with them. I could tell there was a connection. There was a connection that we had. It was simple. It was sweet. There was nothing to it other than just, we just felt a kinship in the spirit. And our time down here last year came about as a result of that connection at camp. You and I began to communicate, and it just happened. So you may see it as something that we come to bless you with, but I'm going to tell you, it's a blessing for us to connect with you guys. Because when we come here, it's like we're just one in heart. We don't have to screen things. Pastor Elias and I, we don't have to try to walk on eggshells because I know he's going to feel this way and I'm going to feel this way and let's kind of be careful. We don't have that. We have a completely open and transparent relationship with one another because philosophically, we just share like precious faith and we have the same view on so many things. So we are so grateful to have found this body of believers. You know, we consider this to be a great church because I told Pastor Elias last night, my dear brother, Jerry Cook, who went to be with the Lord a few years ago, he used to say, God has not called us to build big churches. He's called us to build big people. And you know what you're doing here? You're building big people. I see it. I see it. You're building big people. And I compliment you in that. Jesus didn't build a big church. He built big people. So we're very grateful, and we just say thank you, guys. Thank you for your graciousness to us. Thank you for the food you've prepared. Thank you for, yes. Thank you for all the water bottles and the Gatorade and everything while we were sweating and all the serving. Thank you for your help. A lot of you came and helped us, and it's great to work together. We just thank you so much. Sam, we thank you so much for being the sort of the arms and legs of Hope Community Church and blessing us with just your help and your presence. We really appreciate that so much. Yeah. Amen. We love you guys. We really do. We love you.
Amen. Thank you, Gary. Pastor Gary, that's... Just want to share two quick small stories that just kind of show, as Pastor Gary said, we had some time to fellowship last night. I told him about this revelation, or I guess a vision in my mind during a worship service at a national conference. And I'm going to share it with you tonight because you're a big part of that. You're a big part of that. And that was that one day in the Rio Grande Valley, people will know Foursquare or this movement, they would know us by this name, by people who are here to help. And it would impact this community. And it's something that's in my heart. And Pastor Gary told me, yeah, we want to be a part of that. And I told him, you are already a part of that. It's huge. It's in the beginning stages, and it's huge. Here's two quick examples. The leadership knows this. I've had this, how are we going to get what's happening in that colonia to start impacting them and maybe having a way to bring some children to Sunday school and waiting for confirmation, waiting for God just to kind of open the doors there. And as Pastor Gary didn't know any of that, but God just laid it on his heart to pick up this little girl to church and start the ball rolling. And I said, no, it's time. It's time. And that kind of started it. And I'm like, okay, how's this going to happen? And I asked one of the elders in our church, will you go every Sunday and just do what Gary did? I'll do it. Happy to do it. So, you know, now every Sunday we'll go and maybe it'll be one to start and we'll pick up another one and another one. And because of you and what we're doing together, the parents there, they trust us. They trust that you're just going there for no reason. I like the way Pastor said it, and I also say it like this. We love you, expecting nothing in return. And people begin to know that you're real. That's beginning to happen, and I believe I'll never forget this moment when Pastor Gary, God laid that in your heart, because it's starting something. Maybe there'll be others. I'll be happy to pick somebody up, or we're just going to see where God leads it. Second quick story of the impact. While you all are inside VBS and trying to get those kids to participate and trying to get these unchurched kids to behave, and I was outside and we get to minister to some of the parents out there and talk to them. And this one lady Sam talked to on Saturday night, and he did a good job because she was coming to church on Sunday morning. And guess what? She told me, you will never believe what happened. I was ready to go. She says, I just stopped smoking. I've been smoking for all my life, and it's been 2 months. And I want to get my kids in church, and I want to get my life straight. And she says, I'm going to church. Guess what happened? She says, you'll never believe what happened, because I had just told her that. When you start getting serious about God, things are going to get in your way. I said, run over them. Push it aside. Just make it happen. She says, it's funny you said that, because I was going to go to church after I spoke to Sam. And guess what? My long-lost nephew, cousin that I hardly ever see decides to come to my house at 10 o'clock Sunday morning with bacon and eggs, and let's cook. And she said, well, I'll be there next Sunday. And I said, well, give me your number. I'm going to make sure you're in church next Sunday. She opened up to me, right? I didn't force anything. See, these things are happening while you guys are helping us out there. Real lives really being impacted because they see unconditional love. So that's two short stories of what God's working. God's working. We're going to just, any more testimonies? Now's the time to come and share a thought about this. Or Pastor Gary, come on. Yes, go ahead.
Because I did not have a strategy in connecting with Saudi, the little girl. I wasn't thinking of trying to get her in church. Actually, what I felt the Lord spoke to me was, I want you to honor that little girl because she's walking with Jesus in a home that's not walking with Jesus. And I wanted to honor her. Because I talked to her, I said, do you come to church on Sunday? And she said, no, I can't. Don't have anybody to bring me. I said, I'll bring you. I just said, I'll bring you. So there was no strategy in it. It wasn't a matter of thinking, well, if I get to her, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. This is just how the Holy Spirit works. See, the Holy Spirit just said to me, just honor that little girl. The word was honor, which is interesting for a little girl to honor, for me, an old guy, honor her. Show interest in her. Show that you care about her. But it was totally just, the Lord just showed me that she's walking with Jesus in an unchristian atmosphere, and I wanted to honor her for that. So that was the reason. So and so then that turns out to be something that is an impetus for others maybe to pick up other children there. But isn't that interesting how the Lord worked? And that was just, it was really just love without an agenda. Just caring without an agenda. I just wanted to share that. Because that's a neat thing.
Neat thing.
God will do things like that.
Thank you, Pastor. I believe Janie wants to say something.
I like to say thank you for everything you do for me. And I appreciate it very much. And I'm very grateful that you youth and the pastor helped me a lot. And I know that I'm not alone anymore. Yeah, so I feel very grateful. And I love you all, guys. I wish I can do something for you guys, but I can't. But God will.
Amen. He will.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Anybody, one of the young people from Duncanville, come on, one of you come up and just share maybe something the Lord's done or showed you this week. Put them on the spot. Praise the Lord. All right, yeah, we'll take it. The unshakable.
Oh, I'm trying to think of something unshakable. Well, I would just say that today has been a very great day. Learned things that I never knew about, and spend some time and know that all of us are like a family. Like he's a brother of the church, and you're a brother of the church. Sisters, and I feel now I feel more, much more closer to God than I ever have been.
Thank you, thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on down.
So I was just, it's just nice to see that we have a family here that we can go and on the work days today and yesterday, we had people who just came and helped us and we worked very well together, and that just shows how much God wants us to be a family, how much he wants us to be together, and that if we come together, we can do things for the Lord to achieve his goal and his glory.
Awesome. Good job. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I guess whenever I come here, by the time it's almost over, I never want to leave. Because it's just, I love being here so much because I love the I love the kids, and I love being a part of just like the dances, and I love just worshiping with you all, and just working, and even like things like, you know, Bianca, she came and stayed in our dorm with us for one night, and we did her hair, and we just like talked about life. We just talked about life, and we got really real, and we realized when we talked to each other that we got each other, that we loved each other. And she told me that you guys have been through a lot since we left last year, and even before that, and I want you to know that you are not alone. We love you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyone else?
Know that once I was listening to the message, and I remember Pastor talking about small things can make a big difference. And that Pastor Green, he built the dorms, not knowing why. He just built them. And the house came on the street in the colonias. And now we have Duncanville living in the dorms. Us going to the house and doing puppet shows and tricks with yo-yos and preaching to the little kids that may not even understand what we're saying, but there were some that actually received a message, and it's just amazing that one little thing can move up to be one of the biggest things that you could ever see. And just the fact that the dorms were built, and then we end up having people living in the dorms. It's just amazing how far the Lord can go sometimes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord.
Well, just on that note, as little Matt, he touched on, when Pastor Green used to live in the dorm house, I just had a flashback. He was talking about this vision. He was talking about building dorms. I don't know about you, but when you're a part of something that's way beyond greater than yourself, is amazing. We appreciate you all coming. But I was just having a flashback to when I was sitting down talking to Pastor Green. He's talking, you know, Eloy, one day I vision, building dorms, groups come down and doing ministry work out there for Jesus Christ. I'm in awe of God. When you're part of the answer, not part of the problem. Pastor Green will say that a lot. And now serving alongside Pastor Elias, and he was my youth pastor, and I'm just amazed where my life's headed. for the ones that know me personally, you know what I've gone through. And where my life's headed. I might not understand many things, but one thing I know, I'm on the right path. And just to be a part of this and what God's doing and is amazing. Young people, if I can give you any advice, serve God when you're young. Don't wait till you're older. Because one of the biggest lies of the enemy, how he gets young people, is that wait till you're older. Get to know God when you're young. Because I'll be honest with you, the enemy does not play fair. If you want to go in your own, God will give us free will. But if you want to go do your own thing, you don't want to go that far away from God. Because serving God is the best thing a young person can do. And I work with teenagers. And it breaks my heart when I hear a young person say, I do not care. God loves you. He's got an amazing plan for you. Get a hold of God now. But again, to be part of something greater than yourselves. We want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And Pastor Gary said something when he was preaching, and it meant a lot to me. He said, when you all have a prayer meeting, that you pray for our church. And that's amazing in itself. Thank you. Thank you guys for everything you did and you continue to do. We love you.
Thank you, Jesus. What Pastor Gary touched on earlier is very, very true, that it's difficult to find a church that just wants to serve, just gives of self, not expecting anything in return, because my wife, Julie, and I know God led us to this church because that's what we wanted to do. We were tired of just sitting in the pews, you know? We wanted to get out there. We wanted to make a difference. And you young kids, it's amazing. You all, Mikhail talked about it, about how we're family, we're brothers and sisters in Christ, and we've experienced something really amazing this week, in my opinion, and that's we've seen what Christ's vision of the church really is. He wanted the arms and legs to work together to do everything, to function in the functions that they're supposed to do. And that's exactly what happened, and lives were changed. Seeds were planted, lives were changed, and it's all because we've come together in the love of Christ. We've worked hard, and we just gave ourselves over to God. And so I just want to say, don't lose that. Remember what this is, what this is like. This is what church is. And I just want you to take that with you wherever you go, whatever your future is, whatever God has in store for you. You just remember, Christ came to serve. He's our example. And when you give yourself over to Him, things happen, lives change. I want to thank every one of you for all of your hard work, everything that you've done. I mean, I love you all. We're praying for you. And just thanks for coming down and blessing us.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else? Just a few more minutes.
I could say about Duncanville is, whoa. Man, the first time y'all came, I thought y'all weren't going to make it through the week, through the work days. Like, it was like 100, 206. I'm like, man, they're going to die out. And y'all shocked me. I was like, man, y'all outlasted me. I've lived here, and y'all outlasted me. And which is good, like, I kind of like thought, the thing about this story is the devil was trying to like confuse me and everything, thinking that y'all couldn't make it and stuff, but Jesus prevailed. And to see Pastor Gary just cut down that big old tree, the, what's that tree called? The one that has all the thorns, the roots and everything. What did she say? Oh, yeah, cutting that tree. Wow, like, to see that whole yard just get transformed. Like, it was just transformed. And when I saw it just transformed from how it looked 10, 12 years ago, it brought back memories of when I used to be with my grandpa. They were happy memories. And thank y'all for bringing those memories back. Slowly started to forget. Yesterday, when y'all took off, I sat there for a while. I thought of him and his little chihuahua, the little wiener dog. About how much he was always joking around, everything. And he always told me to follow him. Never look back and think about your past. Just keep going. And always have your eyes set on him. Thank y'all from the bottom of my heart. I wish there was something else I could do for y'all, but he will do everything for you.
Amen. You made a difference, a huge difference. And I bet there's a lot of stuff that happened this week we haven't even seen yet. In the spirit realm. See, the Bible says if you want to see greatness in His kingdom, serve. And I see greatness in Duncanville. I see great things. I see the biblical principle about to blossom with blessing. And I love that. I'm never going to forget what Pastor Gary said about big churches versus big people. That just says so much in just that phrase. You know, God is not interested in a show. He's interested in people's lives being changed by love. And this week you guys loved and you sweated and loved and thank you so much. And you know, Janie, and I can't wait to go by there and see the yard now. I told Sam, I need to go by there. I just need to go see. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I'm not gonna hold it too much longer. We're gonna end with just circling and praying for each other. But just one more person, if you want to say something, and if you don't, that's okay, we'll move on. But one more person, this is your last opportunity to get something out that's in your heart. All right. Once, twice. Okay.
I'll say something.
Oh, go ahead, Michelle.
I recently heard something and I haven't been able to shake it, and I thought that maybe it would be something for maybe a Sunday message or a message for the youth, but I haven't been able to let it go this evening, and I believe that you guys are the right group. The right group to share it with, and it's that we're the gatekeepers to heaven. I just want to take a quick minute for you guys to just wrap your minds around that you are a gatekeeper to heaven. It's not Saint Peter. It's you. It's you. It's all of us. And it's showing love like you guys showed this week. It's us seeing where we need to honor people like Sawori. It's taking that moment to realize that every single person that you encounter is an opportunity for you to allow them to enter into the gates of heaven, to have their name written on the Lamb's Book of Life, to reach them. Because, you know, Jesus is the reason why we can all enter into heaven. But he left us the responsibility to take over and to do the work here on earth while he's up with the Father. And so just remember that the next time when you feel like you need to speak to somebody and you need to share to them and you hesitate or you get nervous and you shy back, you are a gatekeeper to heaven. And so I just encourage you guys to just spend some time thinking about that when you go home or wherever, some time that, or maybe God will bring it back to you, but that you think about that so that you see the responsibility that we truly have, because so many times we let people pass by without taking on that responsibility that we can be the reason why and maybe the only person that will reach them to get them into heaven. And for them to be able to show the love that you showed them to other people and for the whole world to see it eventually. That's when the world is changed. When we all take the responsibility of being the gatekeepers to heaven.
I once was lost.
In tonight by praying for each other. We're going to kind of do our best to fit this in, but I'd like for all the Duncanville church to come and just squeeze in here in the center, and then everyone from Donna do a circle, and we're going to pray for you. Then we're going to turn it around, and you'll pray for us. And I think that's an appropriate way to just end this time of unity and fellowship. So let's try our best to do that. So just the Donna folks go around, and Duncanville, just come up and the musicians can join us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, yeah. Just squeeze in and facing this way to the stage. The stage. Yeah, facing the stage. Yeah. And then we'll come around this way. Very good. Squeeze up some more if you can to the front. All right. Praise the Lord. Let's wrap our hands, hold hands, complete the circle.
I'll pray, and then I'll ask Pastor Gary to pray for us as we kind of switch roles. Let's just take a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this special time. Thank you, Lord, that you called these appointments are for such a time as this. And Lord, right now I just pray, Lord, for our brothers and sisters from this great Servant Heart Church from Duncanville. This is a church of greatness because they understand that a servant heart changes the world one soul at a time. And Lord, we pray right now for the church. We pray for the body. We pray for the body of believers in Duncanville. We pray, Lord, that what happens this year is going to be not just numbers-wise, but big people are going to be built and big things are going to happen this next year. You will bless them, Lord. We pray blessings upon them. We pray, Lord, that the seeds that have been planted and the time that the pastor has sown into people's lives, that the enemy will steal no more and will be cast out, and that people will begin to see the vision that he sees, Lord, and directs them to a place, Lord, where they can answer the call that you have for them, Lord. Make things clear, Lord. Let the direction be clear for this church, Lord, and for all the young people that are here in this from this church in Duncanville. Lord, we just pray that, Lord, that you will set their course off and that they will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there's a higher calling, as Aloy said. There's something bigger than themselves that this is all about. Lord, and we receive tonight, Lord, and we pray in unity and ask for an anointing, that a double portion anointing upon these young people.
Lord, that they will serve the Lord better than we ever could, Lord, as adults, Lord. That they will catch, Lord, something, Lord, that takes them to a place, Lord, a personal relationship with you, a daily walk with you. Lord, that is our heart, Lord. That is our prayer for our young people, Lord, for them to see the calling and the direction and the vision that you have for them. So, Lord, we just pray, Lord, for Duncan Bill tonight. We are in unity tonight praying. The enemy is cast out. He has no authority. And in the name of Jesus, we pray for unity. Unity. And if there's anybody now trying to cause disunity, Lord, we bind it in the name of Jesus. They have no place, Lord, in this church. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you will make a way where there seems to be no way. And this body of unity will rise up and do amazing things in the next year to come. Lord, and we pray, Lord, our hope is that Duncanville comes back next year. But what we trust you, Lord, that you know what's best, and you will put everything into place, and you will direct the paths of people and the timing, Lord. But we are in agreement and in fellowship, Lord, that we're ready, Lord, to change by serving the world, serving people. And that's what Duncanville has shown us, this love, unconditional love. Lord, I thank you for them. Bless them. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. All right. Hope Community on the inside now. Hallelujah. Let's join hands around them now. Circle them. Hallelujah. Father, it's symbolic and it's precious that we would encircle these dear friends, our sister church in Donna, Texas, Hope Community Church. Their name is Hope because they bring hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Their name is Community because they are sent to this area, this Rio Grande Valley. They are the church of Jesus Christ, the representative of Jesus Christ. They are Hope Community Church. We thank you for them. They are sister. They are in a sister faith with us. And we encircle them now, not just physically joining hands and circling them, but we encircle them with prayer. We circle blessing around them. For you told your disciples that when they are received with hospitality, and when they are received with kindness, that they are to leave a blessing behind. And so, Lord, we take honor. We don't feel capable of this, but we take honor in the fact that you've sent us to give a blessing to this place. And so we speak blessing to Hope Community Church that is represented in this group right here in the middle of us. We speak blessing upon their homes and their families and their lives. And just as we have seen the transformation of two of the precious women's yards and around their houses and even inside with Janie in these last couple of days, we believe that transformation is something that speaks of spiritual life being spread in this community. Thank you, Lord, that this is a transformational church, that this is a group of people that are sent to be disciplers, to bring people up in the ways of the kingdom of God, that they are to take heaven in one hand and earth in the other hand and bring those two together. They are to take heaven in one hand and the poor and the needy and those that don't know you in the other hand and be a connection point between heaven and earth. Thank you, Lord. We leave blessing upon their lives. We leave transformation. We leave beauty and we leave healing and peace in their families. Joy, we pray they will have joy. I pray that their worship and their singing and their times together will be joyful and filled with laughter and delightfulness in one another. We thank you for that, and we leave it as a blessing in this place, in this house, in this great place that's been established in this community. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Sing it with me. I don't know if you guys know this. We're going to sing it over you guys now, but everybody from Southgate will be able to sing this with me. Oh, the Lord thy God. Ladies, sing it with me. Oh, the Lord thy God. Don't you know how to echo, ladies? Do we not have enough ladies from... Are you singing loud over there, Evie? Evie, sing loud. You're the only lady that's... Okay. Okay, sing the ladies part then. Oh, the Lord thy God, in the midst of thee, is mighty. The Lord thy God, in the midst of thee, is mighty. And I saw him high and lifted up with power and grace and authority. And he shall reign in the midst of thee forever and ever. Amen. And we speak that over you today.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, hang out for a little while, fellowship for a little while. If there's anything to snack on, I don't know if there is. But, it's probably all gone. But
yeah, we'll stay all by myself.
You are dismissed. God bless.